August the 1st, the fruit of the tree. In Romans chapter 11 and verses 17 to 24, Paul pictures God's people as the branches of an olive tree. Some of the branches have been broken off. These are Jews who trace their heritage back to Abraham, but who have rejected Jesus as the Messiah. Not all the Jews have done this. And those that have received Jesus are pictured as branches remaining firm in the tree. Other branches, not natural to this olive tree, have been grafted in. Paul identifies these as Gentiles, non-Jews, who have believed in Jesus as their Saviour. Paul is at pains to warn his mainly Gentile reading audience not to be arrogant in their new acceptance by God along with the believing Jews as God's people. He explains that God removed unbelieving Jews and can easily remove them if they don't continue in faith and humility, in verse 20. The olive tree was a picture of God's people in the Old Testament, as in Jeremiah chapter 11, verse 16. The obvious purpose of the olive tree is to produce its fruit, olives, and from the olives, olive oil. The removed branches were no longer drawing life from the root, the life of God. Unbelieving Jews were removed and believing Gentiles were added. The life that flowed from the root to the branches gave them their life and allowed them to produce fruit. This is very similar to Jesus' own metaphor in John 15. The issue is not Jew versus Gentile, but whether there is fruit. Jesus had earlier said, "I tell you that the kingdom of God will be taken away from you and given to another who will produce its fruit." Matthew 21, verse 43. Jesus is looking for fruit. His heart is still for the nations of the earth. Seen in Psalm chapter 2 verse 8, Matthew chapter 28 verse 19, and Luke chapter 24 verse 47. Can you hear his heartbeat?